All right. So just tell me a little bit about your season so far, how you've gone and got into this point.
Yeah, no, it's been, I guess, a positive year for myself, playing with the Lions and Neefel, getting to train with AFL players like twice a week. So it's a good experience. And, yeah, it's just been a positive year. So lucky enough to come in and hopefully do good today. So
yeah. And what do you see as some of the strengths you have on the field?
I guess my playing instinct, like being able to just play on instinct, skills are good, and I guess willingness to, I guess, chase and tackle. So
yeah, what about some of the things you're still looking to improve on?
Definitely that endurance. Probably I like to think I get my speed up a bit, and yeah, just probably build a bit bigger of a strength, more strength. So yeah.
Yeah, and just in terms of, you know, what do you see you can offer to an AFL club if you get to that level?
Yeah, just I guess I have potential, I guess, to, so if a club does take me, I can, I guess, guarantee that I'll be putting the hard yards into get to an AFL, like play an AFL game, which is everyone's goal. So
yeah,
I could just, yeah, just potential, and yeah, that's about it. Yeah.
And you've got your brother still in the Lions Academy this year as well. Tell me a bit about him.
Yeah, so he's younger, he's 16, turning 17 next year. So just previously played on the MCG on grand final day with the future All-Stars. So I guess it's good on him for, I guess, you know, playing and sticking to it as well. Because I remember a couple of years ago he wanted to stop, but I said we told him to keep going. So
yeah.
Hopefully again next year, it's his year, so he can get invited to this and play some good footy.
Easy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.